Hey, everybody, it's Chris Aiken from the Classic Metal Show and the Aftershocks podcast. And I know you want to see this next episode, but right before we do it, just want to remind you that if you have an Amazon device, whether it's a TV or a Fire Stick or Fire Cube or whatever it would be, a Firebox, if you're old school, make sure you add the CMSPN to it. Just look up CMS Podcast Network on your Amazon device. Add the channel, and you will get every episode of all four shows for free right there on your TV. Make us part of your TV viewing every single day and night, all right? It's the CMS Podcast Network, CMSPN.com, and it is now on Amazon. So get it, all right? All right, here's the episode you came to see.
It's Night Demon right here on your Classic Metal Show with Black Widow. No, it's not a cover of the Rough Cut.
No, definitely not.
So that goes out to Chris. Picking a Night Demon song.
I did. I've been chatting with Jarvis this week from Night Demon.
Wait a minute.
I know.
Is Jarvis stepping out on Jackal?
He is. I'm Jackal, or I'm Night Demon's new favorite. Jackal has been replaced.
Has he?
Yeah, by me.
Does Jackal even know this? I mean, No. You know, I hate to see Jarvis cheating on Jackal. I mean, I know they have this very intimate relationship.
Yeah, well, I don't want that relationship, so Jim can go ahead and keep that one with Jarvis. But I have more of a professional relationship, which I am very happy to say is growing.
All right. Well, at least you could put your sexual proclivities aside and, just more or less focus on business.
That's right. I'll let Jim have the lust for Night Demon, and I'll just have the professional relationship.
Nothing like the smell of that hot, sweaty leather from the stage clothes.
Jim's sitting there wanting to just rub up on his Black Widow, if you know what I mean.
All right. So what do you have going on?
I have a couple things, actually. Jarvis was very, very excited to jump on and be a part of Heavy Metal Television.
All right, cool.
He sent me over all the videos that they have. So all the videos for Night Demon will be on Heavy Metal Television.
Okay.
And he's doing some IDs, him and all the band, for Heavy Metal Television. And he might even become a contributor to Heavy Metal Television.
So, you mean like a VJ or something?
Like a VJ or something. So Jarvis and I have been emailing back and forth about that. And if that wasn't enough, don't be surprised if you see some movement between the Night Demon podcast and the CMS Podcast Network.
Okay.
As we're also talking about doing some things with that as well. So a pretty productive collection of emails between myself and Jarvis this week. So
I see.
And he's a big fan of us and the CMS, and you know, he definitely, when I was telling him about the projects, he was like, "Oh my God, yeah, I'm in, man." So it's cool when you got somebody that's actually out there doing it. And they still appreciate that, you know, we're trying to promote what they do. So,
well, the thing is that, you know, like a Night Demon, they never had the luxury of having a record label behind them and, you know, work their projects. I mean, they're a grassroots style band, and they get it. They understand what it takes to work and, you know, be self promoters and go out there and play shows and make appearances and do interviews. And, you know, if you're going to be in the business, you know, whatever the business is left in the music world,
sure.
You just got to work it. Like, you know, again, all these independent artists, like our good friend Mariah, you know,
right.
She unfortunately is a massive talent in my opinion, but she will never enjoy the benefit of having, you know, an organization behind her, unless it's an independent organization such as the CMS or somebody like that, you know, to kind of help them.
Yeah, well, I mean, as far as Mariah goes, I see her popping up everywhere, so her and her band Plush are definitely getting attention. I definitely see that. Now, if that translates to anything, I don't know, but
yeah, that's the whole thing. It's like, well, what does that mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's a different animal. I know I have a text out to her cause I want the Plush video for Heavy Metal Television as well. So, you know, I'm going back channel with a lot of this stuff, trying to get all this stuff together for the Heavy Metal Television launch here, you know, in a couple of months. But yeah, Jarvis was more than willing to participate. And I, you know, literally I emailed him at one point, or he emailed me. I don't remember who started it, but one of us emailed.
Well, who cheated on who first?
I think I cheated on us and emailed him first. But then he hit back and was like, yeah, that's right. Because then he hit me back. He's like, oh, I've been meaning to get in touch with you about this and that. And so, you know, we started talking about some projects and sharing some information. And then my email box was like, hey, bro, here's the videos. Put them up. So I was like, okay, cool. So
now did you have to get any kind of a, you know, a non-disclosure agreement or a consent agreement from Jackal to allow him to be a part of this in any way? Or
I did not approach Jackal. I might be violating the law, but like we said in the first segment, fuck the law. We're doing it our way. And if that means not asking Jackal for permission, that's what it means. So there you go. but yeah, Jarvis, very cool. And you know, he's a good shit. So I'm certainly glad to have Night Demon as part of Heavy Metal Television.
You're the Frank Sinatra of hard rock and heavy metal. You did it your way.
I did. Absolutely. Yeah. The whole Heavy Metal Television thing is coming together pretty nicely. Actually.
Well, you know what? It's an untapped resource that, has existed, you know, just due to the, you know, the resources of Eric Braverman, but you know, from day one, mostly you, but we, told Eric, dude, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You're this thing exists, but nobody knows about it.
Yeah. Well, people are going to know about it now because literally I hired the social media team. I hired a PR firm, you know, I'm going to do my share. I start doing interviews on Monday to start talking about Heavy Metal Television. You know, people are going to know it's there now, whether they tune in or not, that's a whole nother animal, but it's certainly not going to be from lack of trying to get the word out there. And the response so far from everybody I've talked to, all the different band guys and stuff that I've talked to, has been great. Everybody says the same thing. Oh man, we need something like this. Yeah,
well, of course. I mean, but we've known that forever. Mm-hmm. It's just that the infrastructure wasn't there.
Yeah.
And that's what it lacked. It lacked the infrastructure. It lacked the promotion. It lacked somebody actually working it, mm-hmm. and making it do what it could be doing. And it's just like, well, you just go to heavymetaltelevision.com and it just starts to play. And it's like, yeah. That's really not good enough.
Yeah. I mean, that's
you gotta have, like, you gotta have something there to make people go, hey, did you see on Heavy Metal Television yesterday? They had blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you do. And I'm working on all of that. I'm working on different shows. You know, I'm working on different, you need to link it to YouTube and TikTok.
No,
I do not.
No.
I do not.
YouTube and TikTok, any major social media such as YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, fuck them.
We may promote it on Twitter, but we are not going to be fucking sharing out, you know, the actual programming. Fuck them.
Yeah. You know, if you're a fan of this show and you're still promoting YouTube and TikTok and bullshit like that, get off my page right now. I don't want you, whoever you are, who said that.
Greg Allman.
Who?
Greg Allman in the chat room.
Yeah. I don't want you being a part of something that's, you know, we do not support anything that's commercially,
we're not doing big tech.
Yeah. We're not doing big tech or an organization that believes in censorship.
No, not at all. We're definitely not going to do that. We're going to do it grassroots. We're going to do it, you know, I'll use what I have to use to do it, but I'm not focusing on certainly there will not be a live feed on YouTube. That will not. I mean, and forget the fact, the main reason is because I fucking hate YouTube. But even beyond that, there's no way to do it. YouTube would shut the stream down in a minute, whether I have permission to shoot to put the videos up or not. You know, it doesn't even matter that I have all the licensing in order. It doesn't matter. YouTube will still shut it down and call copyright infringement. So fuck YouTube and fuck TikTok. I'm not doing some fucking Chinese spy plan. Fuck them.
Yeah. Fuck all those people.
You'll be able to get there at heavymetaltelevision.net.
Yeah.
It'll be there. It'll be on your Roku. It'll be on your Amazon. It'll be on your Apple TV. There'll be a channel. If you want to watch it, you'll watch it. Just like if you want to watch NBC or Netflix, there'll be a channel and you'll be able to watch it. It's that simple, really.
Yeah. And fuck you for even bringing that up.
Yeah. You made Neely mad.
Yeah. I've had enough of those bitches. And if you're in our chat room and you're using TikTok, get out of my chat room.
TikTok.
Ugh. TikTok. Yeah, hey, I found that on my Instagram feed.
Well, Instagram is quite popular with the bands.
It'll go away.
It's how you communicate right now with the bands, though.
Yeah, but it's owned by Facebook.
I know. Believe me, I know. Even for our shows. I mean, I'll use them, but I don't use like I've said before. They are nothing more but spam right now. It's just, hey, here's a thing. Hey, here's this. Hey, here's that. You know, there's no interaction going on there. It's just, hey, don't forget, follow us on Rumble. Follow us on NSPN.com.
Yeah. You know,
can you put it on Roku? Yes, I can, Dr. Johnny, which is why I said just a minute ago, you'd be able to watch it on Roku or Amazon or Apple TV. That's exactly what I said. Yes, it will be on those platforms. It will be live on those platforms. I'm working on that now. And struggling mightily, but I am working on it.
As you should.
Yeah, Heavy Metal, and I gotta, you know, I'm gonna throw props out to Eric. Eric has been great at basically giving me the keys and stepping the fuck right out of the way.
Well, I think you made that offer 6 or 7 years ago, and mm-hmm. You know, he's just listening now, you know, mm-hmm. saying, you know, yeah, take it, do what you got to do. Cause you know, I've sat there and, you know, monitored this thing for this, you know, forever and haven't really made any real major gains as far as I know.
No, dude, it's really not that hard to quote unquote reboot it. Because there's not a ton of people that know about it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not like you're pulling the plug and you know, restarting it again.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. It's almost like launching it for the first time. I mean, there's people that know about it.
Yeah, but it's just there.
Yeah. But now it's going to be cool too. I mean, it's really like one of the things that I'm doing is bringing back heavy metal news, you know, like MTV used to do with the boom, boom, boom. You heard it here first. You remember that shit from?
Yeah, I did. And I'm Kurt Loder, and this is what's happening in the music news.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we're getting it. Now I'm cleaning it up, and I'm getting a bunch of people lined up to do news. Some are famous, some are not. You know, some are just guys, and some are, you know, like Ron Keel agreed to do news every month. So, you know, that'll be cool. And I'm going to try and do it like a true television channel. I'm learning the software and I'm setting it up, and there's going to be, you know, all of our shows, Best of the CMS is going to be on one day a week, and Aftershocks and Poppet's Corner, which is new to the CMS podcast network. Now Bandian Skull Sessions is going to be on, and Toomey's going to be on. So it's going to be, you know, all the shows. Once I can get the video thing worked out with the labels, I've got Kendall lined up to do something. You know, so I got a bunch of shit going on, you know, it's going to be true TV. It's not going to be a fucking shitbag Spotify playlist. You know, it's not going to be like going to Vivo and hitting play. You're going to definitely get the old school style of music television, just with all heavy metal.
Yeah.
So,
well, if the Rev can be a VJ, anybody can.
Well, you know, those were the first videos I looked for to delete. Was those Rev editions. I had to dump that immediately. But yeah, it's coming together. It's funny because I still don't know what I'm doing as far as the back end of it. And I absolutely crashed it the other day. I felt bad, you know, thanks to my guy Cable, and that's his real name, Cable, you know, who is the tech that I had to email Tail Between the Legs and say, "Hey bro, I crashed it. Can you bring it back up?" Cause I couldn't figure out how to restart it. So, but you know, I'm learning how to work it, and I'm certainly, I'm having conversation after conversation after conversation about it. But it's going to be cool, man. It's going to be, you know, I think it's going to take a minute, you know, to catch on. I don't think it's going to be like the real MTV, like back in the day where it like launched and then it was huge in like 5 seconds.
Well, that's because nothing existed before that, but mm-hmm. You're up against YouTube and Rumble now and,
right,
you know, all kinds of video outlets, mm-hmm. Google Play and so on and so forth. But, yeah, you know, again, back in the day, cable television was new.
Sure.
And there was no such thing as an MTV. Mm-hmm. There was no such thing as a video channel.
Right.
And, you know, it caught fire because it was new and it was the only thing going on. But, you know, to make your mark, in the heavy metal television world, it's just going to take some time.
Yeah. Exactly.
And obviously the thing that, is going to, make that successful is content. You know, mm-hmm. it's got to be content that people want to watch. I'm going to be honest with you. As much as I like Eric, and we've been friends with him for goddamn how long? 14 years?
Long time, yeah.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan of heavy metal television.
Yeah.
In its current form, or, you know, up until this point. Because right. It's just like, well, all right, there's a lot of grainy videos on there. And, you know, you got some... Sometimes you got some schlubby people on there and it's like, this doesn't hold my attention.
It does seem to lack some organization.
It does. It's just there. That's what mm-hmm. I'm saying. It's just there. It's just like, nothing attracts me to go, "Hey, I need to tune in to heavy metal television at 8 o'clock on Tuesday."
Right.
Because, you know, whoever it is doing something.
I get it. And believe me, that's all in the process of changing, whether it's the shows that are going to be scheduled for every single week, you know, like legitimate 10 o'clock on a Tuesday is going to be this show. And, you know, Wednesday at 10 is going to be this show. You know, those things are definitely going to happen. And I'm going to go old school. I'm going to do it kind of like the old Headbangers Ball model. I'm going to bring on bands and let them host shows and, you know,
will Adam Curry be a part of this?
No, he will not. No, I'm not trying to steal him.
I'm not watching it then. Fuck that. If Adam Curry isn't part of it or Ricky Rackman isn't part of it, fuck it. I'm not watching it.
Well, you and Greg Allman can go watch TikTok videos. That's fine with me. You know, no, I, dude, it's going to be, I mean, it's definitely going to be ours. It's definitely going to have the flavor that I put on everything on it. But, you know, it's going to remind people of the classic Headbangers Ball era, but it's not going to be the Headbangers Ball either, because that time is gone. You know, it's definitely going to be much more modern. It's definitely going to have some, and by modern, I don't mean that all the music's going to be, you know, Killswitch Engage sounding or emo core or any of that stuff. You know, it's going to be videos from all eras. It's going to be a lot of new stuff, you know, of all different styles, like the old MTV was, where the music was from all the different styles. It's going to be all the different styles of metal, and people can like what they like and hate what they hate, but learn about different bands. And there will be takeover shows. There will be concerts. There will be live stuff. You know, there's all kinds of good shit that's going on there. So I can't wait. The hardest part that I have right now is I want to launch it right now. I mean, it's technically up and running, but it's very, you know, it's not where it's ready yet. You know, it's up, but it's up just so that I can watch it and I can learn on the fly what I'm doing.
Well, will you be able to land Martha Quinn?
I'd like to land her here for a minute, but I don't think I'll be landing her, maybe for a guest. I would love to get the old DJs to do a
they're VJs, dude.
Whatever.
They're not DJs, they're VJs, man.
Whatever. Digital jockeys, as far as I'm concerned. You know. I would love to, nothing would make me happier than to have, hey, this is Martha Quinn and you're watching heavy metal television. That would be great.
Gotta get it. Mark Goodman on there.
Yeah. All of those guys, you know, hey, this is the ghost of JJ Jackson and you're watching heavy metal television. You know, the only problem I see with all that is legal.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, I think they're contracted to Sirius XM.
Yeah.
Cause they have that 80s channel and all of the former VJs, Nina Blackwood and, Adam Curry and all those guys do a 2-hour pre-recorded shift on that 80s channel on Sirius XM. So who knows?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? But I've got the feelers out there for a bunch of different stuff. I've added a bunch of videos already. Good point, Henry Lee. Shadow Steel could be good.
There you go. Rusty Fender himself.
Rusty Fender. That would be funny. Hey, it's Rusty Fender.
Exactly.
And here's a Sammy Hagar video from the VOA album. VOA was released on March 12th, 1983 by Samuel Hagar, middle name Joseph.
Speaking of Joseph, Joseph Smith was the founder of the Mormon Church way back in 1879.
Yeah. He was featured on the Classic Metal Show when they talked about him on March 13th, 2021 on that edition.
Exactly.
Web address was www.rumble.com/, you know, shadow.
So funny.
But yeah, so heavy metal television is coming, you know, if everybody wants to take a look at it, which I do encourage you to. I mean, do not judge the programming yet. It's certainly not there yet, but
it's a development deal.
Yeah. Well, it's more than likely it's going to launch May 15th.
Okay. For real.
But you can actually go there at heavymetaltelevision.net is the website, and you can click the player to watch the actual videos, or you can see all the highlights and the show stuff and blah, 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 that's going to be on the website. So it's a growing entity. It's coming. So I'm excited about it. It's going to be good. But thanks anyway. The reason that I brought this up was to say thanks to Jarvis, and Byron Nemeth too, who sent me a bunch of videos as well.
Yeah, I was going to bring him up too, because I know that he's out there again, another independent guy. Mm-hmm. puts his money where his mouth is or where his talent is.
Yeah,
he's a self-funded guy out there, self-promoter. You know, puts out his own material out there. You know, soliciting his discs and his digital stuff.
Sure.
You know, so he's another hardworking guy. He believes in what he does, and that's what he does.
Exactly. And I mean, the word is out there for anybody that's in a metal band, whatever style of metal they're in, whether it's, you know, classic metal or death metal or whatever, you know, if they have professional quality videos and they want it to be featured on heavy metal television, send them over, go to heavymetaltelevision.net, and there's a form at the bottom. Fill out the form, let me know, and I'll hit you up and we'll arrange to get the video and we'll go from there. So,
right. Absolutely.
You know, well,
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, speaking of adding people to the CMS network, you added a death metal guy this week.
I did. Poppet's Corner, Tanner Poppet. It's actually a show that I've been watching for a while. You know, it's funny because Now Bandy and then Matt brought Poppet's Corner to me to watch, and I love it. It's a cool show. It's not only death metal. I mean, he's in a death metal band, Tanner. He's in a death metal band called Madrost, which is a, you know, a really good band actually. And they brought him to me and were like, dude, you got to watch this show. It's pretty cool. So I started watching the show, and I actually became a fan of the show, just, you know, cause he does the deep dive interview, like the really deep dive, like, oh, what was the first song you ever heard on the radio? So if you're into the guest, it's great. You know, if you're into the guest or you're into the band that he's doing, you know, it's cool. And it's just something that we didn't have on the network. You know, we didn't have primarily a death metal show on the network. So now we do. So that's just rounding out the network a little bit more. So Poppet's Corner, actually the first episode for real hits in like an hour. You know, he's going to release on, his shows are going to release every Sunday at like midnight, Saturday night, Sunday morning, midnight. So yeah, Poppet's Corner coming in. Poppetscorner.com, P-O-P-P-I-T-T-S corner.com is the website for Poppet's Corner. And I'd certainly, even if you're not necessarily a death metal fan, you could probably dig a lot of the shows. Like he did a really good, super deep dive into like Frank Marino, which was such a weird, he actually hit me up. He's like, hey, do you know how to get a hold of Frank Marino? And I threw him Frank's email address, and he was like, he got right a hold of him. And then he did this crazy, you know, the history of Frank Marino. So apparently he's a big Frank Marino guy, but
okay.
But yeah, it's a good show. It's another good, if you like metal, that's what I'm trying to do with the network. Is outside of the CMS, I want everything else to be the different tastes of metal and different interview styles. So he has a different style than me or Toomey or Matt or Bob. So, you know, so it's another good show. So check it out. Poppet's Corner on cmspn.com.
Nice.
So go get it.
It's kind of growing. Just an organic process, little grassroots. Everybody just kind of growing it because, you know, obviously everybody who's involved, you know, we don't do this for money. It's not a money thing. It's certainly no money in this at all. And that's the sad thing about it is that, you know, the days of deals and money and corporate and all that bullshit, that's 30 years behind us.
Yeah. I mean, it could be some, but it's never going to be like life-changing money.
Not enough to make it worthwhile to conform.
No.
You know, to go, oh, we'll throw you, you know, $1,000 a month. It's just like, but we want you to do it this way, or we want, it's like, fuck that.
Yeah. Well, nobody in our network is willing to do that at all.
But. And I would hope not, because again, isn't that the attitude of metal rebellion and mm-hmm. I do it my way and fuck the world. And, you know, and that's, I think that's the dissatisfaction that you and I and a lot of our fans have with a lot of these artists who sit there and have this liberal attitude. It's like, well, you need to wear a mask. It's like, what happened to you, dude? Weren't you like the metal guy? Weren't you like, fuck the world, you know, screw you. And now you're just like, you're like a cuck now. You know, I hate to use that word because it's overused now, but you know, you gotta follow the rules and you gotta, it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You built your whole reputation on being the guy who basically gave two middle fingers to the world. Yeah. And now you're the guy who's wear a mask, be safe out there. It's
like, yeah. Like Axl Rose being out there trolling is funny to me. Axl Rose saying, well, you got to do what the government tells you. Fuck you. You made your whole career of breaking the rules, you dumb shit.
Yeah. You were the most dangerous band in the world.
Yeah. I don't think we've forgotten those riots that you fucking started. You
did. Yeah. And what happened to you, D. Snyder?
Yeah. D's another one. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, dude, you were the, I want to rock and breaking the rules and fuck that. And You know,
you went to Congress to stand up against the shit. I mean, literally, he went to Congress.
I know. He testified in front of Congress, in front of Al Gore and Tipper Gore and all those other fucking jagoffs.
Mm-hmm. Guess that's the past.
Oh,
people change.
Sickening.
Yeah. Yep. It's a different world, my friend.
What a bunch of faggots. And I said faggot. Well, speaking of digital downloads, videos, all that kind of stuff, we had Stephen Piercy on the show last week. Of course, we talked about me being out in L.A. 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they announced the live stream of a Stephen Piercy solo gig and some backstage pass stuff this week. And apparently this thing is going to air on April 2nd.
Okay.
So what, 2 weeks from now?
Yeah.
Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So Rat singer and founder Stephen Piercy and his solo band will take part in a live stream concert on Friday, April 2nd at 7 p.m. Pacific time. So it'll be late for you East Coasters, 10 o'clock on a Friday night.
It's so late.
Well, you know, you're 50 now. You're probably in bed by 8.
Right.
From the world famous Whiskey A Go Go on the Sunset Strip, he will be joined by members of Ace Frehley, Lita Ford, Danzig, Hell Yeah, Arcade, and a very special guest, but you can't believe who it would be.
I don't know. Does it rhyme with Robbie Robster?
I think so.
Wow.
Which, by the way, he was extremely very friendly toward me.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
You're not allowed to say yet. Allegedly.
Yeah. He allegedly complimented me on my jacket.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Did he allegedly know who you were?
He did know who I was.
Did he allegedly not hold any grudge when drunk calls?
Not at all.
Does he allegedly remember those days?
He does.
Nice. It's funny.
Tickets and merchandise VIP packages are available at StephenPiercy.veeps. That is V as in Victor, EEPS.com.
All right.
The concert will be available on demand through April 5th. So you got 3 days to check it out a little bit.
All right.
Last month, it was reported by Metal Sludge, our good friend Stevie Rochelle, that Piercy would be joined by former Rat drummer Robbie Robster for the filming of the virtual concert with his solo band. Oh, see, here's the thing. Well, I can't even get into this now, but February 26th and 27th.
We'll talk about it on the day after, I guess.
Yeah, that would be April 3rd.
Okay.
We will talk about it on April 3rd.
Okay.
The rumors of Blotzer playing with Piercy again came a month after Stephen confirmed on SiriusXM's Trunk Nation with Eddie Trunk that he was back on speaking terms with the drummer who led his own version of Rat for a couple years, beginning in late 2015, before becoming embroiled in a legal battle with the singer, guitarist Warren DeMartini, bassist Juan Crucier, over the rights to the band's name.
Okay.
So. There you are. So if you want to check out the show that allegedly took place 2 weeks ago.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Mm-hmm. You can check it out on April 2nd at 7 p.m. Pacific time for a paltry $10.
Well, that's not bad.
And you might even see, aside from Stephen Piercy, another recognizable face if you're listening to the show.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Does it rhyme with Rendell Reilly?
It might be. So there you are.
Nice. Well, dude, this seems to be the thing now. Would you like to hear about another live stream? This one with a meet and greet package?
Oh, a meet and greet package.
A digital meet and greet package.
Okay.
This was sent to me by our friend John Darlis.
Okay.
Who was
in your friend? You mean my
friend? Now I poached him.
You did.
I poached him from you. My friend John Darlis sent me this. This is ridiculous.
Okay.
I have no. This, even Gene Simmons would look at this and be like, "What the fuck are you guys doing?" So Korn is doing a show, a live stream. It is Saturday, April 24th at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Okay.
Okay.
If you want to just watch the live stream, it's $20. So double Stephen Piercy. It's $20. Fair enough. And they have all kinds of different packages. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 packages that you can get for the Korn live stream. One, like with a shirt or a poster or a hoodie or.
Well, Piercy has that too, but it's all a cart.
Yeah. Well, you're going to love this one. I'm going right to the full blown one here. The Korn Platinum Plus meet and greet. Okay. It comes with, let's see, you get a t-shirt, laminate, autograph poster, the live stream itself, and the meet and greet. Now, here's what the meet and greet is. Here's your chance to have a private personal conversation with all members of Korn. Each call will last approximately, drum roll, please, 2 minutes.
Wow. 120 seconds.
Yeah. And you will receive a video of your meet and greet after the call, along with the opportunity to take pictures during your virtual conversation.
How do you do that?
I guess you hold up your phone and take a picture of your screen.
Oh, okay. Hi, Jonathan. Hi, Monkey. Hi, whatever, whatever. You know.
Let's see. Pick your date and general time above before checkout. Your call will be within the time frame of your selected session, depending on your blah, 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 blah.
Okay. Which,
so you get all that good stuff. You get 2 minutes with the band. You get a live stream. You get a shirt and a laminate. Would you like to take a guess how much that will cost you?
Shirt, laminate, live stream, meet and greet.
And a Zoom meeting for 2 minutes.
I'm going to say, I know it can't be, it can't be an exorbitant amount. So I'm going to say $250.
You're close. You're just a touch high.
Oh, okay.
$225.
All right. Well, I thought it would be in that price range.
$225. Are you fucking kidding me with this shit?
Well, again, these guys, these performers are not able to book live shows.
Yeah.
So they got to try to figure out a way to make it up somehow. I mean, to you and I would never pay $250 for something like that.
It's like, no,
of course not. But to the average fan out there, they might go, oh man, this is cool. You know, I was in on something special and I don't know. I guess it's a psychology thing. It's just like, well, I'm helping to, you know, put food on their table or whatever. But again, everybody's hurting. Everybody's struggling, especially in the entertainment business.
I get it, but man, 220, that's just ripping your fans just because you need cash.
Well, I agree. I completely agree.
You know, that's where they lose me is, you know, I get everybody's got to make money. I certainly understand that shit, but for fuck's sake, you know, you're really fucking stealing from your fans at that point.
Well, again, you don't have to buy it.
No, you don't have to buy it, but they're preying on the dummies.
Well, again, who was it? P.T. Barnum said that there's a full born every minute.
Yeah, well, there certainly is. I'm sure they'll sell hundreds of these.
Sure they will. But again, they're a working entity. Mm-hmm. And if you want to support that and that's your favorite band and you think that you're participating or believe that you're getting some value for your money and you have that kind of expendable cash to spend, God bless you.
Well, you have expendable cash right now because you said that you've saved a bunch of money.
I have. I've saved quite a bit. I've got quite a bit chunk of change.
Is there any musician, any?
No.
That you would pay $2.25 for a 2-minute conversation?
No, of course not. No.
Robert Plant.
Robert Plant.
I'm going all the way to the top. It would have to be
Robert Plant. And if it was Robert Plant and I one-on-one and I could get an ID for the show, yeah, I would do that.
You would pay $2.25.
Yeah, I would. That's a legend. That's not just your average ordinary corn.
Yeah.
That's Robert Plant. Yeah. So yeah, I might consider doing that. Yes.
All right. How about, I don't know, Mike Tyson?
No, for me personally, nah.
How about, you're a Steeler fan. How about Mean Joe Green?
No, you could meet him at one of those,
sports con or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Robbie Knievel.
No, I've met Robbie.
See, what if you hadn't met Robbie?
No, if it was evil, maybe. Robbie, no, not so much. His dad was the original.
Right.
And fortunately, I met both.
I'm trying to think if there's anybody else. I mean,
nah, you know, the thing is, if it's Robert Plant, boy, that's a big deal.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Jimmy Page? Would you do the same thing?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good one, deep cut, Susanna Hoffs.
Boy. I'd have to have some of her soiled panties for that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think if there's anybody. I don't know that there's anybody I would spend $2.25 to do a fucking Zoom meeting with.
No.
Including Robert Plant. I think I'd pass.
Yeah, but I'm also considering all the other shit that went along with it.
What, the laminate and whatnot?
No, the autograph and the merch stuff.
Yeah, I'd be passing. I think that's just too much.
For Robert Plant.
Yeah,
I would only do it to get the ID for the show.
Right. Wouldn't that suck if you did it? He said, nah, no ID. I'm just here to talk to you.
I would be pissed about that. I would. I would have to get an ID from Robert Plant for CMS TV.
All right. Here's
This is Robert Plant. You are tuned in to CMS TV.
That would be great. Hell yeah. Dude, how about this? $500 for 2 minutes to talk some sense into Phil Collins.
No. Phil, regardless of how much money he's pissed away foolishly on ex-cunts, he's not getting my $500. Fuck him. No.
Because it might end up in that other chick's fucking wall.
Exactly. You know, this guy, massive respect for his talent and for his longevity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously with what he's done, but you know what, to give this guy $500 after he's pissed away millions of dollars on stanky bitches.
Mm-hmm.
He's not getting my money.
Right. All right. $1,000, 2 minutes, Donald Trump.
Yes.
Without even a thought.
Yep.
No shit.
Absolutely.
And what would you say in those 2 minutes?
I don't even know, to be honest with you, but if I had it on video that I could preserve, absolutely.
Hey, this is Donald Trump and you're watching the conductor of my train. It's Neely on the Classic Metal Show.
Absolutely.
And he's a fan, Bigley?
Yes. Big league. That's what everybody gets wrong about that. He's not saying Big Lee. It's Big League.
I know.
Like going to the major leagues.
I know. I just fucking
I know, but everybody says that though. They always think he's saying Big Lee.
Yeah. All right. $20, 2 hour conversation, Eddie Trunk.
I've already talked to Eddie a bunch of times.
Yeah, but this would be no holds barred.
No, dude, I've hung out with Eddie. He knows me. I've ignored Eddie, and he's made overtures to make absolutely sure that I knew he was there.
$20, one-on-one, till it solved, Eddie Trunk about throwing your t-shirt away.
He probably wouldn't even remember it.
No, but you could remind him.
Yeah, I could.
That would be, now that would be worth a 20.
Sure it would. 20 bucks, that's nothing.
I mean, shit, you were willing to give him a hundy just for his fucking lint.
I was, absolutely. For the lint in his pocket.
Yeah.
And I had the hundy available right there and ready to go.
Too funny. All right, well, there you go. Corn and Steven. Now, is Steven doing these meet and greet things too?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, no, because the show allegedly has already happened.
Well, right. What goes with Steven is like a history, like a documentary thing.
Okay.
On the history of Rat.
Right.
And, you know, if you listen to the interview from last week, you know, they actually went to like the San Diego area and went to his childhood home and various other places. And he does a lot of, you know, documentary type stuff.
Right.
So it's not just the show. But there are like special t-shirts and shit you can buy, but that's all a la carte.
Right. Okay. Well, I hope some people watch. I'll probably watch it for 10 bucks.
I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy the 10 bucks package. I'm going to watch it. Sure.
Do you get to download it and keep it, or is it
I don't know. That's what I was asking Steven last week. It's just like, is this something you can own? Yeah. You know, because I don't know. I really don't understand it exactly. If it's just a stream thing or if you can actually own it, or I don't know how it works, to be honest with you.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I would like to own it. I don't want to just watch it once. That seems like a high price for a fucking movie rental, 10 bucks, but
I agree.
I'll support Steven and spend the 10 bucks, but I just hope he doesn't sound like Sao Paulo, man.
Yeah, I can attest that Steven will not sound like Sao Paulo.
Allegedly. Allegedly won't sound like that. We can't say anything because it hasn't happened yet.
Right, exactly. It's going to happen on April 2nd.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing has happened yet. Nudge, nudge, hint, hint. Right.
Too funny. Exactly.
All right. Well, before we jump out, you want to do one more quick music?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
All right. I'm going to give you your choice.
All right.
I'm going to give you one, and we have to cover this tonight no matter what. It doesn't have to be now, though. It's a death metal band, but the video is completely ridiculous. Or I can share with you the brand spanking new music video from, and I'm doing air quotes on purpose, Jefferson Starship.
Does Jefferson Starship even exist?
It most certainly does. They have a brand new video.
Now, is it under Jefferson Starship?
It is under
Starship.
It is under Jefferson Starship.
Now, who's involved?
Well, I'm taking it that you want to go with that
story. I do, absolutely, because now I'm curious because, you know, Grace Slick supposedly, you know, retired years ago, Mickey Thomas,
yeah.
Thomas, he's the only, you know, member out there under the Starship banner, and most of the other original Jefferson Starship, whatever, they're dead.
Yeah, I'm not. So, I could tell you Mickey Thomas is not involved in this.
So how could it be? Well, see, now I'm curious.
All right. Legendary rock band Jefferson Starship has released an EP, Mother of the Sun, via the Golden Robot Records in August 2020. So it's been out 6 months. Nobody fucking knows. And now the band has shared the music video for the EP track Setting Sun. Setting Sun features David Freiberg, F-R-E-I-B-E-R-G, David Freiberg on lead vocals, and is highlighted by slide guitar by Jude Gold. You know Jude Gold, right? Any of these names ringing a bell so far?
No, not at all.
The bluesy rock anthem penned by Kathy Richardson and David Freiberg tells the story of a fugitive on the run. Jefferson Starship, here you go. Jefferson Starship features founding singer, multi-instrumentalist David Freiberg, who was also in Jefferson Airplane during the band's final year.
Singular. See, again, here's a guy that wasn't even part of the Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, nothing.
Well, wait a minute. He was in the Starship. He was all right. He was in the last year of Airplane. He was there. Longtime drummer Donnie Baldwin, who joined Jefferson Starship in 1982, and also played and sang on many hits during the band's Starship era.
Many hits. What did he sing?
He probably was like backgrounds on We Built This City or some shit.
Well, I was background on a couple songs, but that doesn't make me a member.
Sure it is. Your former Dokken singer, Wendell Neely.
Stop it.
He's longtime drummer Donnie Baldwin.
Stop it.
Lead singer Kathy Richardson, who Kantner recruited in 2008. 25-year member Chris Smith on keyboards, and lead guitarist Jude Gold, who joined in 2012.
See, again, this is just a cover band.
Stop it. It has David Freiberg on it.
To use Jefferson Starship, are you shitting me?
Dude, it has David Freiberg.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Come on, dude.
This is total band versus brand material.
Of course it is.
It's just, wow, is that just awful. I mean, again, Grace Slick, obviously, you know, the voice of Jefferson Airplane / Jefferson Starship / Starship, along with Mickey Thomas.
Right.
Outside of that, who gives a fuck?
Come on. I was excited when I heard that David Freiberg was doing
really something. Because outside of Paul Kantner and Grace Slick and Mickey Thomas, nobody gives a shit.
Dude, now I saw you jumping up and down doing cartwheels when I told you Jude Gold was involved.
Please.
All right. Well, before I play this video for this.
Oh, by the way, before you even start that,
go ahead.
Since we're talking heavy metal television and MTV days, China Slick Kantner being one of the late VJs in that lineup. Right.
That's right. Remember
China Slick?
I Kantner? Do. Yep.
Yep.
Old school.
Well, see if you look her up real quick. See if you can find a photo of her. I don't even know what she looks like these days.
China Slick.
She was kind of sexy, kind of a blondish, sexy kind of looking chick a little bit, but I haven't seen her in probably 35 years. So I don't even know what she looks like or if she's even alive anymore. I mean, I know she's probably in her mid, late 40s, maybe early 50s now.
She's not looking real good.
But I remember when she was on MTV.
Yeah. Well, you probably won't remember this person as being on MTV. Let me pull this up.
She can't look as bad as Nina Blackwood.
Well, I think she's posing here with her lesbian partner, so.
Oh, she's a lesbo.
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no okay. idea, but she's the one in red. You ready?
All right, let's see. Holy shit. Let's look at her back in the day. Is there any old style pictures of her from back in the day?
Certainly is.
Let me see the back in the day pictures.
Thinking new tab.
Oh yeah, that means big diesel dyke right there. Jeez.
Shit, where'd she go? Open image in new tab. Here we go.
She was kind of cute back in the day, I think.
She looks pretty good with the long hair.
Yeah.
Back before she diked it out. You know, she looks, let's see, share screen. Do.
Yeah, there, that's her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got the 80s do going on.
Yeah. Pretty good look.
Yeah, not bad.
Certainly not as good as today.
Oh, all right.
You know, there's that one. And then there's, well, let's kill that one. Kill that. We'll just go to.
She's got the big 80s hair.
Yeah, she looked good with the 80s hair.
Yeah, she's got the big David Coverdale hair going on.
Now she's got the Me Too protester hair.
Ugh.
You know, look at that.
Ugh.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Yeah, I just lost my Woody.
There she is. Peace.
Yeah, please.
Peace.
Yeah, whatever.
Used to be a peace. So there you go. There she is, China Slick Cantner.
All right. Well, let's see what her legacy has left for her with this this faux Jefferson Starship.
It's the real thing.
No, it's not.
It's the real thing.
All right. Let's see what it is.
Well, before I do that, I'm gonna give you just a sampling of the classic stuff. So that you have something to compare to, okay? That makes sense, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so this is Jane.
Thank you.
Can you hear it okay?
I hear it fine.
All right, good.
From drug songs to love songs.
There's Jane.
Well, am I mistaken, or is Mickey Thomas sporting a Ritchie Blackmore look there?
He does. It's like Ritchie Blackmore with a porn mustache.
He does.
Yeah, same dumb purple jacket. Both look like they got ass raped earlier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But everybody recognizes Mickey Thomas vocal.
Of course. Sure. Yeah.
So of course, that's the most important thing, along with Grace Slick at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's hear the stylings of the latest Jefferson Starship, because with no Grace Slick and no Mickey Thomas.
Stop it. This is going to be good.
All right.
I'm telling you, this is going to be the goods right here. So let me share the screen. So people, I want people to enjoy it. So I got to make sure that it's on the screen. Share here. All right, here we go. This is called Setting Sun. It's brand new Jefferson Starship right here on the CMS Radio Network.
Sweetwater, carry me. Lord Angel, deliver me. I just got to stay free one more day.
Instantly recognizable as Starship or Jefferson Starship, isn't it?
Did Santa Claus escape the North Pole?
You didn't recognize that immediately as Jefferson Starship?
Not in the least.
If you saw this video and it wasn't tagged, you wouldn't know?
No.
You wouldn't think that's the same band that sang Jane?
No.
Because it's not.
Stupid.
Want to hear some more?
Just a little bit. Just a old geezer singing a song.
Well, he was the, you know, he sang on one album that nobody bought. Like, after all of the success was over, then he joined.
Yeah, of course.
You know, he joined after, like, Nuclear Furniture or something. Like, after all of the hits had been wrung out of Jefferson Starship, then this guy jumped in. Here we go.
All men do it on the tape. Won't stop until I'm jail.
What is this fat guy that's playing organ there? What is he rocking to?
Well, he thinks he's Billy Powell.
He's rocking out, and I'm like, Jesus, this is snoring music. Exactly. What is he rocking to? All right, here we go.
It's past their bedtime.
I guess so. It's probably 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Past their night-night time. All right, here's some more.
Damn sure you said a bed. I can't leave. So I'm right.
Starship as good as ever.
No, Jefferson Starship.
Jefferson Starship.
Just because I think Mickey Thomas is going under just the Starship.
Is he just the Starship?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, would you like to hear one more? Because there's more of these jewels.
Really? There's more?
There's more.
But wait, there's more. Did you get a Ginsu knife with this?
You'd need to cut your ear off after
cut your throat.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible. But all right, well, here's another Boss hit bound single. This one is called "It's About Time," and this is of course
it's about time you guys call it a day,
retire the name that is the only thing that resembles Jefferson Starship. All right, well, here we go. Now this one here. I would swear it's the same lineup that did Laying It on the Line. Wait till you hear how similar these two sound.
All right.
Ready?
Let's go.
Let's turn this up. Here we go. Because they're bringing back the social justice, Neely.
Well, I see that Slick's name is on the credits.
Yeah, I see that too. But
so is this like a throwaway track that wasn't good enough to make the original album, so they just dug it out to, you know, record it now?
Must be.
And who's this blonde chick? I don't remember seeing her in the band.
That's is that Jude Gold, I think?
I have no idea.
I think that's Jude Gold.
Oh, okay.
She's got that cool meow guitar strap on it.
Ah, wow. Great.
Nothing says cool like a kitten.
Right.
All right, some more of this jewel.
It's about life. It's about sex.
There's nothing about this that says Jefferson Starship. Nothing.
What are you talking about? You didn't hear Jefferson Starship when you were listening?
No, I didn't hear it at all.
On Neely? Come on. How can you say that? Sounds exactly the same, if you ask me.
Yeah, please.
There. Nuclear furniture party.
All right. Exact same band. You don't see that as the exact same band as this?
No, not at all.
Enough of that.
Very unrecognizable.
Come on, dude. And the social justice message is very good.
Well, it they could be anybody.
Of course. They should be on CMT, not any kind of rock anything.
I agree. Well, again, regardless of what you think of Mickey Thomas, whether he was in the Alvin Bishop band or doing Starship or Jefferson Starship,
right?
Recognizable voice. Grace Slick. Recognizable voice.
Jude Gold?
Not so much.
Chirp, chirp.
That's what made these bands stand out at the time, or at least the songs stand out at the time, because they had a sound, and you know, these people could be anybody.
And to be honest, even watching the video, they are anybody. I mean,
yeah, they're just like, who the fuck is that shitwad?
Yeah, nobody know, dude. There's nobody, including fans of Jefferson Starship, that look at that and go, "Hey, wait a minute, that's the guy."
Yeah, sure.
Nobody's saying that, because he's not the guy. He's a guy that came in after the guy. After the first round of guys, this is the guy that came in.
Yeah.
This is after. In fact, this is after the second guy, because the second guy would be Mickey Thomas.
Right.
This is like the guy after the guy. And somehow I'll bet you there's another guy in between this guy. Jesus Christ. Is this ridiculous?
Who the fuck are you, shitwad?
Exactly. Yeah, I just thought you would appreciate that. Starship, Jefferson Starship is back, man. Yeah,
no, they're just capitalizing on the name.
They're back. New album, Mother of the Sun.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
Look at you. Just stop lying. You're sitting on Amazon right now ordering that.
Yeah, please.
Who are you kidding? You're loading that to your phone right now for your trip in on Monday to work. You mean listen to some Jefferson Starship, aren't you?
Yeah, sure. That's so stupid.
Terrible. But there you go. Jefferson Starship. They're back.
Yeah, sure they are. I hate these people. I get people want to make a living, but stop lying, all right? Stop being so deceptive.
Come on. I don't think you're being fair. You said earlier everybody's got to make a living. Well, they're making a living.
I appreciate people got making a living, but you're not even anywhere close to, you know, anything that we know of.
They're making a living. You know, these guys had all the hits. Like, it's about time. All right. I just thought you would enjoy that. And apparently you did. So that's good.
I did. I enjoyed it because of the absurdity of it.
All right. Perfect.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to dedicate this to Jefferson Starship.
Okay.
Find your way back.
Good call.
Find your way back to, where you used to be.
Yeah, really, to your old members.
Yeah, when people actually recognize Jefferson Starship.
Right.
All right, here it is. It's Jefferson Starship exclusively here.
On your classic. All right, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it? And you know what else is a lot of fun? The CMS Podcast Network. That's right, cmspn.com is the address. Make sure you go over there. Make sure you watch the episodes there, you listen to the episodes there, and maybe you even just subscribe so it's delivered to your phone, to whatever podcasting software you use, but do it from cmspn.com. Once again, cmspn.com, cmspn.com, cmspn.com. We'll see you next time, fucks.